Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and myself, Teddy Mellencamp. Tamara is filming today, so I have a special guest and I'll be grilling him alone. It is Sergio Carrillo, Carolyn Stanberry's husband, who, you know what, let's be honest, he may as well be a housewife because he was pretty much in the show. More than some of the housewives. All right. Well, I'm excited to bring him on, grill him on a little sex education and go from there. Hi, Sergio.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, of course. Look at you with your pink. Oh my God. The pink background and the, do you think this is a confessional? Oh my. Absolutely. Is your dog matching you?
Yeah. It's matching me. Look.
Hold on. Is that Dior?
Yeah.
I can't. And I also need to know, is Caroline, I feel like I see an additional person on the Zoom. Is she in here watching us too?
No, not right here.
I knew it. I was like, she's got her finger on the pulse somewhere. There is absolutely no way. She is my kind of girl. She has got this on lock.
I even put him in the closet. That's where you all think he belongs.
Exactly.
Well, let's just jump right into that, because when I posted that you were coming on, everyone and their mother sent me text messages saying, you need to ask him who Derek Warburton is.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So who is Derek, and do we need to just cover this?
There is basically, he's the best friend of a friend of mine who was kind of like doing all these VIP parties in Los Angeles, and I was just literally...
He's just a gay friend of his.
No, he's not even a friend anymore. Like, I was invited to a party, and they took a picture of us
in a restaurant. With other people.
And that's it. We were on a table with seven people.
Yeah, which is like completely normal. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
He's exactly. European. He's Latin.
I'm Latino.
The ridiculous way he dresses.
And I mean, have feeling.
My husband is also Latin, but I have yet to make him dress up to match our dogs. But that's happening next.
It made it happen.
You know what? I'm going to get out of this, but I actually think it's really sad that we have beaten feelings and whatever out of our men.
Mm-hmm.
That if a man shows his feelings, he's gay, or, you know, hugs or cries or does, you know, whatever. I mean, he was a soccer player.
Of course,
he cried.
I think that's huge, especially because Caroline, you are very much in the same way that I am, where we are very like, we're kind of type A. We can come off as a little, you know, like I wait until I trust somebody to really open up. And you can see that Sergio is the opposite, and opposites attract. Like, my husband always believes in the best in everybody. I believe in the worst in everybody. Yeah. And, you know, you say also like, thinking about Tamara and Eddie, they have a very similar situation. So, I mean, I think we have to see all different types of relationships, because that's how we work. If we were all the same, we'd all kill each other.
Just because other people don't understand it. And the thing is, you know, like, again, it just annoys me that I have to prove whether I have sex with my husband. We've been together 4 years.
We do have sex.
Do you think I got divorced so that I couldn't have sex for the rest of my life?
But I do want to know why you guys call it Tiki Tiki. Because we call ours Wiki Wiki.
No way.
Yes, because our old, when we didn't have, when we were kind of broke, our bed would always go Wiki 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 Wiki.
That's really good.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah, so no, we're
Tiki Tiki is like just the easy way just to say it, you know?
Yeah, we definitely have sex. He's not gay, and he has gay friends like we all do. I love that. He's a man's, you know, he's a guy that's comfortable in his own skin. Why not?
It's just sad for the fact that I just show my feelings, and I just literally, I'm just romantic. I have to be judged. Yes.
Well, you are ridiculously romantic. He is. He lives in a movie, one of those old movies. Yeah. He's like, it's just, you know, even.
Life is boring, if not. I just want to make it special.
Well, and we'll move on from that. I just figured we'll get the worst. We'll get the most asked Instagram question out of the way at the beginning, so then we can get to the fun stuff, like the sex education you're going to teach me.
Oh my God. I'm getting out of this. I'm going to watch you scrum over there.
I'm actually scared of it.
Okay. So
I was reading books the whole afternoon. So,
well, my producer just texted me. She's like, by the way, he looks fire. Please tell him. So compliments from her.
Thank you.
But I mean, another big thing that I need to know is, how does it feel essentially being a housewife? You are more talked about this season and more featured than I would say at least two of the housewives.
I mean, to be honest, it's been an amazing ride, you know, very intense, but it's been incredible, because, you know, for me, just to being able to just share the whole experience with someone that I love, which is Caroline, and doing it together is amazing.
Yeah. When you first started filming, were you nervous?
Oh my God. The first day of filming, they said, listen, come in the shower and then just get out of the shower and then just be yourself. And I literally just get out. I didn't have towel in almost. And there was like 3-4 cameras. It took me a while just to get used to it.
Well, my husband actually was watching, because there was like a scene where you didn't have your shirt on. He's like, I am so irritated. They never let me film without a shirt, because like the mic pack or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. Things are different in Dubai, I guess.
They never let me put it in.
So. And then, so you remember the first day. Do you think that maybe like next season you should actually be holding one of the gold coins at the front?
I mean, yes, you say yes. I would love to, but
oh my gosh, I love it. Okay. So from your point of view, not Caroline cannot chime in here. How did you and Caroline meet?
How did we meet? So we were, I was living in Newport Beach, California. I lived there within 3 years, and she was doing like a live, you know, stand-up show talking about, like, you know, empowerment women and all that stuff. And I got invited there. And basically, I got invited to someone who was trying to, you know, to get to know me. And I ended up going there. I didn't know where I was going. And that's how I met Caroline. I met there.
By, you know, someone that's trying to get to know you, do you mean like another chick?
Kind of, yes.
So you were on a date when you met Caroline.
No, I wasn't on a date. I mean, I didn't know where I was going, to be honest. They invited me to this event, and it was 5 minutes from my house. I ended up going. My friend was there, and, you know, randomly, I was literally back-to-back with Caroline on the VIP section, and we just started talking, and it was just like an amazing connection that we had since the beginning.
And then had you, so you weren't living in Dubai. That happened later.
Yeah, that happened later. Yeah, that happened a year after.
And now I need to know. So we have absolutely no idea how much money your dad would have paid you to not marry Caroline, though.
I mean, it wasn't enough. That's
it was. Sure. Yeah, I mean, it definitely. I don't think anything would be enough because,
I mean, all that came out of like very funny way. But basically, my dad said to me, "I know you, you know, because, you know, I came up, you know, before I came to my dad, you know, saying like, oh my God, I met this amazing woman, I met this amazing girl, you know, but it was never kind of the right one. But then this one, which is Caroline, I said, Daddy, I met this amazing, incredible woman. She's a bit older than me, but I think this is the right one. And he didn't believe in me. And that's when he said, listen, by September, I will give you a salary. Like, it's impossible, like, you're not going to last. And that's what happened after. We just ended up, you know, just making it happen.
And pro tip, just, you know, instead of saying older, I always learned the best way to say it is you can say more mature.
More mature.
Because then it's, you're not having to say older. You're like, she's just more mature. But have you always been attracted to more mature women than yourself?
I have to say yes. But also because of soccer and because of the industry that I've been all my life, I always, you know, have been, you know, involved in groups older than me. So for me, when I met Caroline, she was kind of like my age. I didn't really see the age, you know, since the beginning. So we just started, and for me, I was just dealing with someone, you know, completely on the same level as me. And that's why I think we made it work, because I stepped up a little bit, even though I knew she was 18 years older than me. I was 24 when I met her, so imagine. But I stepped up a little bit, and I, you know, I pushed myself because I wanted to make it work. So, you know, that was the key, I think.
Well, one of the things that I appreciate the most watching is your relationship with your stepkids, because you can tell, like, they have a rapport with you where they feel comfortable to joke with you. And I think that's so huge. That's where you can really see love. Like, anybody can parent, but when you see a kid that's actually feels safe enough that they can joke with the other person, like Caroline's daughter, when she's talking to you, or like, I was like, she is a breakout star. I was crying laughing every time, but I really appreciated that. How do you think that you built that trust in them, especially because, you know?
I mean, to be honest, it was not easy since the beginning, because, you know, the last thing I wanted was to break a family, you know, and I was very clear with Caroline about this. So I was trying to make things, you know, very slowly, do the right steps. And it was just a bit complicated, you know, in the beginning, because, you know, I didn't want the kids to see me as a second dad. I was very clear with them. I was, you know, I'm just here. I'm going to support you here no matter what. And I'm just a friend. You know, I want you to see me as an older brother.
Right.
Two of them were, you know, it was very good with two of them. One of them, it was a bit more complicated, you know, because he was very attached to Caroline, which is the mom, which I absolutely understand. And it took me a bit longer, but then it's just amazing because I, to be honest, I would never thought I was going to be in this position. And now everything is just it's just incredible. You know, I love them as my kids, and I would do, you know, anything for them.
Yeah. Well, you can definitely, that definitely translates on camera. And especially when you're filming with kids, that can be difficult.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm going to have to ask you, do you officially know what preeclampsia means?
Oh my God.
I want you to give me your definition really quick.
Honey.
No, you cannot call a friend. This isn't like whatever that show is where you get to call in a friend. No, you go with what you think it is.
You know what
I think? He's sweating.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a little hot.
He's going to take his shirt off.
You know what I think it is? It's okay. Just in English, it doesn't sound the same as in Spanish. So maybe I know what it is, but I just don't know in English. Preeclampsia, it sounds very complicated.
Okay, maybe that is the case, but maybe not. Just give me like a 3-5 second sound bite on what you think it may potentially be.
when a woman cannot have a baby?
No. Okay. I'm going to give you the definition so you can take this home with you. Okay. Let it resonate. Preeclampsia is a complication of pregnancy. With preeclampsia, you might have high blood pressure, high levels of protein in your urine that could indicate kidney damage or other signs of organ damage. Preeclampsia usually begins after 20 weeks of pregnancy in women whose blood pressure had previously been in a standard range. Left untreated, preeclampsia can lead to serious, even fatal complications for both mother and baby.
Okay,
so it has nothing to do with getting pregnant, but how it will affect a woman while pregnant.
Okay.
Okay, so now we've got that. I feel like you're going to nail it in any other interview you're doing from here on out.
100%.
Next question. How are babies, if you're not doing IVF, how do you think a baby is made?
Actually, going back to the last question, I know what preeclampsia is because I just didn't get it now, like straight away, but Caroline spoke about it because she had some issues.
Right.
On the last, you know, with Jasmine, on the last pregnancy, and I, you know, she told me about it, you know.
Yeah. But believe me, I mean, my husband was with me in the IVF, like through all of my IVF treatments. He probably couldn't explain it any better than you do. And plus, there's a part of us that want our husbands to understand every little detail, but then there's a part of us that really, I actually understood when Caroline goes, can you walk away and leave me, like you're bugging me, because like you're already stressed enough, they're making you hold your pee, like you cannot go to the bathroom, they're like digging around in there, like so much is going on that any distraction, all you can think about when you're like getting your eggs harvested is like, I want this to work. Like, I want this to work. And so I think all of it is very relatable.
I suffer a lot. When I see Caroline on that, I suffer a lot because I don't want her to go through this, you know, but unfortunately, it's the only option.
And how did it make you feel when you saw her say, if I'm not able to get pregnant, I think he'll leave me?
I could never leave her. She knows that. Come on.
I know.
She's my other half. She's my soulmate. You know, I would never, she's my best friend. I mean, I would love to build a bigger family with her than we have now, because I'm Latino and I'm all about family. It's the most important thing for me. But if, you know, the worst comes the worst and we cannot do it, you know, there's other ways always to, you know, to have a baby, you know, so I'm not worried. But I mean, I would love her to have it.
And I didn't really even know, I had to do my own research, that you can't have a surrogate in Dubai.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that really adds another dynamic to things because, you know, in the US you can, and then you can even be with the surrogate, you can go to all the doctor's appointments, you can do all the things, and the fact that that's not an option. Do you guys know how many like boys you have versus girls?
We have one little boy on ice, which is healthy and genetically right and ready to go. And then we are going to do another round maybe next month to try to have another option.
Yeah. And then would she put two in or one? I've done both. So I've had to do it multiple times, but when I put two in, it didn't work. When I put one in, it did.
If you put two in, you have the possibility of having twins, correct?
Or you have the possibility of one taking and one not.
Okay.
But but if you're somebody who has preeclampsia, that could add to having even higher blood pressure. And I'm not a doctor. Yeah. This is what I mean.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But
I told her, honey, if after speaking to the doctor, there is chances that it can be dangerous for you, I would never do that to you because I love you. So for me, priority is you and your health. If that doesn't work, let's see.
Well, that's nice to hear, especially because when you're watching one side, then it's like, now you understand that a baby can't be taken out halfway and moved to a new woman. You got that part?
I understand. you know, the problem, you know, like you don't really learn the technical part of it. You know, the practice, everybody knows about it. But normally, you tiki tiki and then you have the baby. Then now you tiki tiki, the baby stays there, and then someone take it out and then they give it to you after, and they say, listen, you can have it now, you can have it in 2 years. How is that possible? So for someone who doesn't know anything about how, I mean, I know the basics, but I just don't know how
complex. Okay, so just to give you a little backstory, from tiki tiki, you cannot then transfer.
I know.
They have to put them, the doctors have to put them together. What happens from the man's tiki tiki action and the girl's tiki tiki action makes something. Yes. And then they put that into somebody else. It's not just like you have sex, you're good to go. And then bam,
you
can't.
When you are little, you learn that spermatozoides, they go and they fly down to the other side.
Yeah.
That's what you learn. But no one tells you all that stuff later, you know?
Well, my husband is Colombian, and his mom told him that, like, his knowledge is so small. Like, his mom told him that if he masturbated ever, he would go blind. So,
actually, mom told me something like that too.
And then in the seventh grade, he needed glasses, and his mom was like, "Did it happen? Did
you?" That's so good, actually.
But I was like, this is like, it's got to be a thing. But So next question. This is also a sexual education question. Can you describe to us what an umbilical cord is for?
Hostia. Umbilical cord. I think in Spanish is the cordón umbilical. That's what I think. Yes. So the cordón umbilical, I think, is the thing that comes from your tummy out to the baby. And then when the baby comes out, they cut it.
Right. But what does that cord do? What do you think that job of that cord is?
Oh, feed the baby.
Yes. Oh my God.
Amazing. You see?
Yeah. All right. So that now we're gonna we're off of sex ed because you just got a point. So like you're winning all the things. Now we're going to get back into Housewives, which is if you had to play F, marry, kill with the other Dubai housewives besides Caroline, who are you picking?
Mm-hmm.
Have you played this game? F is F-U-C-K. I can't say that because this is the family show.
I have to pick a housewife
That you would have tiki tiki with. A housewife that you would marry, and we don't have to say kill. We can say never see again.
Yes.
Okay. So who would yours be?
Hostia. Okay.
You can't pick Caroline for anything. Okay. I have to play this with every franchise. It's very difficult for me with some of the husbands.
Honey, don't hate me for this. Okay. A housewife that I tiki tiki.
Yes.
If like the war is ending.
Yes.
Because I don't never know anything because Caroline. I would say Sara Almadani.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Because because she's closer to my age.
Oh, the shade. Okay. Then who would you marry?
No, I mean, she's beautiful. Don't say that. She's beautiful. No.
And then who would you marry?
I would marry Nina.
Nina. Okay, yes. So like you're picking like the nicer of the girls, okay? Yes. And then who would you be fine never seeing again?
A few of them, maybe.
Whew. And then, which husband is your favorite husband from Dubai? Like, if you could go on a trip with him alone.
I was actually with him today, Munaf. I absolutely love him. He's amazing. Nina's husband.
Nina's husband. Okay. And then how did it really come about that you ended up on that girl's trip? Did you feel like Caroline was upset and you wanted to go be her knight in shining armor? Were you going to show up anyway just because you wanted to be there because you knew you were the star of the show?
I was not, no way. I wasn't planning to show up, to be honest. I was just talking to Caroline and she was crying. She was so upset and I just felt so bad for her. But I had to do it.
Aww.
I literally just came at the end of the trip just to pick her up. You know, I was just coming, but I just got a jet ski and I just came a bit earlier. But, you know, my idea was to come just to pick Caroline and just take her home.
And can you give me a better idea of Dubai? Like, from where you guys live, how long does it take to get to the location where they had that trip on the boat?
So it's actually amazing because it feels like Maldives, and it's just 45 minutes to an hour from where we actually live.
Oh, wow. Because I see that you guys go on all these incredible, like, you go on all these lavish vacations, you're all these great places, and then I'll like research what they are. And I'm like, oh, this is all kind of in the same area.
Yeah. That's the beauty about Dubai, that you can have a bit of everything in the same city, you know? I mean, actually, this is Abu Dhabi, which is a bit far, but even just in Dubai, if you go to the beach anywhere in the Palm, it's just beautiful here.
The one thing that I also learned last night when I was watching was that the one thing that all of the women could agree on was the reason that they chose Dubai was because of safety and how safe everybody feels.
It's incredible. I cannot tell you. It's for us, it's like lifestyle wise and security, you know, it's just one of the best cities in the world, I would say, or the best city in the world.
Well, because also, didn't you guys go somewhere and you were recently robbed?
Yes, it was horrible. We flew Dubai to Mykonos, and as soon as we land, within 3 hours, we got robbed and they took everything. They followed us from the airport. It was, you know, it was a whole thing.
I was going to say, did they know who you were, you think, or who you guys were, and tracked you or tracked her Instagram? Or do you think it was just they could tell you guys?
I think it was an inside job, you know, because it was just very weird. We arrived in the island, then within 3 hours, we arrived, get to the villa, leave the stuff, go to dinner, and then we come back and everything was gone. And the people were upstairs in the room on the top. I was shocked.
They said they didn't hear anything?
Yeah, nothing. They didn't hear anything, then nothing. And then Caroline wanted to go in and go upstairs, and I was holding.
Caroline, of course she did.
I was peeing myself. I was so scared. Oh my God, I have to leave. I mean, I want to be the man, but unfortunately, she's kind of the man in the relationship. So, yeah.
You know what? I get that. And then who, on the show, it appears that you take longer to get ready. Is that true?
There's no way I tell them I'm not ready.
I
get ready in like 5 minutes. Caroline is like a whole thing.
Well, my husband, it's mainly he will wait till the last minute and it's time to go. And then he starts getting ready. So then he's the one that makes us late. I'm like, I may take longer, but you're always freaking late, like always late. And it makes me nuts. And then he's like, what? Yeah. Why are you seem stressed?
I mean, I'm not late. Caroline is the one who is kind of like always on the time, like right there. But it's true that I just love Caroline, so I rely a lot on her. So I ask her a lot of things. That's why in the show, it looks like I'm kind of like, honey, do you like this, honey? This, you know? So because I just, I don't know. I like her opinion.
Yeah. Well, what was your favorite memory from your wedding?
Oh my God, so many. I mean, there are a few of them, but I think one of them, because, you know, we've been going to this place, to the desert, where we had the pre-wedding party, maybe for the last 3 years since we met. And we always dream about having this like walk, you know, on the stairs together with the music, the friends. So that was a very special moment because we kind of like visualized it since the beginning. And then also just the fact in just being in Raffles, the Palm, in the hotel, you know, seeing our families and everybody, you know, everything in white. It was just so special. Like sometimes we think about it and it was just, wow, everything just went so perfect. You know, I wouldn't change anything. And it was so many ups and downs because it was COVID. It was quite complicated. You know, some guests couldn't make it. But at the end, it was beautiful.
And then how do you think that your families, I mean, obviously they have some differences, but it really did seem that they appreciated each other. How do you think that your parents actually did?
100% they appreciated each other. They, you know, the conversation was so much fluent that what he shows in the show. Yeah, right. It was an amazing conversation. My father works in, you know, in an American company. He speaks like amazing English. My mom as well. It was just kind of like weird in the show, but they really, you know, appreciate each other, and they, you know, they got along amazing.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
How is it working with your wife? Because I when I first met my husband and I rode horses for a living and then I got pregnant and I wasn't able to do that anymore. And I started like helping him with work stuff. I maybe made it like, I don't know, 6 weeks. And then I was like, you will no longer be living if we continue doing this. Like I need to figure out something else. So like, how is that? And how do you deal with it when it starts to bubble over?
I mean, to be honest, I think because I'm younger and I kind of, since the beginning, I kind of decided to join the Caroline Stambury train because, yeah, you know, like I decided to, okay, let's just do this together because I think together we can be stronger and let's just build it together. So I think, you know, for me, it's just kind of like, you know, I look up to her a lot. So I listen to her a lot. So I take her advice a lot. But I run, you know, kind of all the social media stuff, all the marketing. I move everything, the whole team downstairs and everything. So, you know, we do it together. Sometimes it's true that I just have to, we just, you know, fight and I just have to, you know, but I learn how to do it. Just leave her alone. you know, and come back later.
Okay, so what's your fighting style? Like, are you a you get quiet and you sulk, or are you a like you say something that you regret, or do you need to talk it out before you go to sleep?
I have to sulk. If not, it will never. I will literally die. You know, because he goes all out. Sound like a sponge. I just get everything, and then sometimes I explode. But normally, you know, in general, I always just get it and just be quiet and leave, and then come back later.
Yeah. And then you make sure that, but you can't go to bed angry or sad.
No, that's not
happening. I can't either. It like eats me alive. Like if I feel like there's something going, like if we fall asleep and like, we can't even like touch hands before we go to bed. I can't.
We have this, when we go to bed, we put the feet together, you know, like this. So we have to do that because that means like peace. That means relax. You know, if we do that, it means that everything is good. You know?
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes sense. And you just got back from a 2-month honeymoon. What's the next trip for y'all?
That was crazy. We are staying here. I'm actually going back to Bali for business stuff, and I'm going alone just for 2 days. And then coming back here, and then we're gonna go to New York to BravoCon.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Well, I like that. And then can you set the record straight on your soccer career?
Mm-hmm.
All right, explain it to me. Like, I don't know anything about soccer because I don't. My son plays football, like actual football, not soccer. That's football.
So basically, I am from Spain, Madrid. I started when I was 5 years old playing for a small team in my town. And then slowly I got recruited by Nike. I started traveling with Nike. And then after that, I got Real Madrid called me when I was 13 to 14 years old.
A what? Sorry?
13 to 14 years old, Real Madrid called me. Okay. I became professional at the age of 15.
Oh, wow. You can become a professional at 15?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then I signed a professional contract for 5 years with Real Madrid at 15. And kind of my life, you know, changed completely because I have to leave the normal school. I went to like a different school. And then, you know, I played for them almost 6.5 years. I had, you know, a 5 years contract and then another 3 years contract, but I broke the last contract because I was not playing because I was on the bench. And then from there, I moved to the US. I ended up playing in New York and then transferred to Los Angeles.
Okay, so you broke the contract because you were still being paid to play, but you weren't actually being put on the field. So you were like, I'm out.
Yeah, 100%. So if you're a soccer player, I think any sport career,
yeah,
if you have a contract for a professional team, they no matter what you do, no matter if they pay you, no matter if you broke a leg or anything, they have to pay you.
Right.
So I was getting paid. Caroline, you know, she's seen my contract. You know,
yeah, I know.
I don't want to show, but you know, I have the contract. But you know, I started very early stage of my life to play soccer, and it becomes a full-time job, you know, and basically it's all you do. So I didn't really have any childhood. So that's why when I was 23, 24, I was ready to change kind of, you know, and turn into a different life. But at the same time as I was playing soccer, I got my international business degree. I got my MBA, media and global communication and digital marketing. And then that's why that allowed me to change into the business side of, you know, of life, basically.
Yeah, so you're a worker.
No, listen, I had so many, I mean, I would love to talk about this because it's like a whole thing, but, you know, I will never forget it. When I was 16, my coach called me, he brought me into the office and he said to me, listen, I see that you have different priorities in life. You know, that you have your modeling, because I was doing modeling at that time. You are studying, you are going to university, etc. And you are playing soccer. So for me, I had two options, or soccer or the construction. And I chose soccer. You, because you have so many possibilities, you are not going to play any minute with me. So because of him, basically, he kind of like me a little bit in my career because of that, because he benched me and he was just jealous of, because I was coming from a good family, you know, thank God I have, you know, a normal, you know, like worker family, you know, but the reality is that in soccer, the life and the quality, it's just very, very low class people, you know, and that's sad, but it's just like that, you know, and because I was coming from a good family with possibilities, that kind of like, you know,
translated,
it ruined my career.
And if you guys had a son, if your son that is on ice, would you have him play soccer? if he loved it? Would you like be one of those dads on the side, like, yeah! Or would you be like, let's look into?
Yeah, soccer was amazing to me, and I'm who I am because of soccer. But also, it was very hard for me, you know, because, you know, I cry a lot. It was very tough, you know, when I was little. And after leaving soccer, I had 1 year and a half that I couldn't watch or feel a ball. You know, I couldn't watch any soccer. It was very hard for me. Even now, I still, you know, I cannot do it. So I don't know if I would put my son into that. At a professional level, maybe he will play, but I don't know. It's very tough because it left a thing here on my heart, you know?
I have the same thing with riding horses, and I can't do it. I can't do it half in, half out. People say,
yeah,
you know, you were professional for so long, why don't you do it anymore? And I'm like, because I can't half-ass it. Like, I either need to like be all in and commit all my time and be one of the best, or just not do it and root my daughter on. Like, but I can't, it's hard for me to do it a little bit and not be very good at it. And then you're like, oh, well, what am I doing?
Yeah, that was my thing. When I finished Real Madrid, I was like, listen, I want to be a Cristiano Ronaldo or I want to be a businessman. And Cristiano Ronaldo didn't work because it was just not my road. And I took the business side, you know? And
you that's know it. I think that makes sense. And I'm going to leave you with one final question. Do you have what was the most positive thing from your first season of filming on The Real Housewives of Dubai? And do you have any regrets?
The most positive thing, it was getting to know all these amazing women in the show, all the people around them, you know, the crew. It was just such an amazing experience. You know, yeah, having everybody in the house is, for me, it's a once in a lifetime life experience. And, you know, to be honest, I don't regret anything, you know. And I'm so happy, and I tell Caroline all the time that we are able to do it together, which is incredible, you know.
Yeah, that's huge. Any regrets?
Regrets. Maybe not knowing not that many things about babies and about how babies before going into it.
But you know what? You're a good sport. So we appreciate you so much for coming on and letting us tease you. And we wish we could give you a big hug because you know, we watched last night and we were like, like that whole first segment was about you. So we are looking forward to continue watching the reunion. Hopefully we'll see you. I know you can't tell us, but we'll keep tuning in.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.